بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now we will look at the tafsir, Surah Al-Fatiha, Ayah 5 and 6. Inshallah. Ihdina. Give us guidance. Give us guidance to the straight path. As-sirat al-mustaqim. Hence, we should all ask for guidance. It's a plural form which is used in asking for guidance. In the previous ayah, it is said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, which is in the singular form, indicating I. Here, Nun Fatha Alif indicates that we all ask you for guidance. We learn a person cannot walk on guidance alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us say, guide us all. This is very important because every person needs an environment where he can walk upon guidance easily. Understanding this dua is more important to these days than any other time. Not only the ummah stands divided, but even it at the level of a community, our hearts are not together. Here we learn how important it is, being one ummah, that we make dua for all of us to be guided. And this is such a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, ask him once, but so many times in the day. Every raka'ah of salah, we ask for this. We learn how much mankind needs hidayah or guidance. Why is it not said, ask me for Jannah, or ask me for forgiveness, or ask from me ease in dunya, or ask for successes and blessings of this dunya? Why is hidayah asked? Because if we get this one thing, our dunya and akhirah will become easy. Because dunya will be corrected and akhirah as well. So its literal meaning is, guide me or show me the straight way. Which straight way is this? Is it way of Jannah? Is it a way of forgiveness? Or way of success or ease? Does not specify to what. So it includes guidance in all affairs, in dunya and akhirah. In affairs of dunya, don't we need a straight way? As we are going for a job, say, O Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, guide me, so I don't get a job where I can't pray, or I fall into usury, or where I end up getting involved into haram. Or when we are about to start a business, say, O Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. What did we ask in that? O Allah, show me the straight way to do it, so I don't do something unlawful and earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when we're looking for a spouse, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, show me the straight way, which corrects affairs of dunya and akhirah. As one has failures in life and later on looks back and analyzes where they made the mistakes, a person sees making that one wrong decision that led them to the problem. Or if, when someone faces loss in earnings, then they realize that they chose the wrong line of work and should have done something else. Or if they took a wrong subject in school and then realize we made the wrong decision. So when we say Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, we ask for a way in affairs which is correct and easy and straight. Ask, O Allah, guide me. Here we can ask Allah for guidance, as sometimes it's hard to decide in gray areas. And as some ulama say, it's okay, and some say it's wrong. So when one prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for the straight way, we will be guided in it, inshallah. Once a woman came to a righteous person and said, my hair never parts straight. Could you give me some sort of an amulet? He said, there's no amulet for it. She kept insisting and wouldn't leave. So he wrote, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, on a piece of paper and told her to read it when she parted her hair. So she started doing it. So her hair started parting straight. In conclusion, a person needs guidance to the straight path in everything. One that is right and takes one to the destination. The only straight path that takes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are three words, yet so comprehensive. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to say this for every affair of dunya and akhirah. And if we say it for all things, then we can guide us for everything. Because we ask Allah, guide us to the straight way. The second meaning is sirat. Another meaning of sirat is tariq. But the special quality of sirat is that it is wide. It is straight and does not have any crookedness. And you need a lot of care to walk upon it, as a pul sirat of akhirah, as walking upon the path of danger, danger all around. And there is no alternate way to the destination, because this is the only way. Hence, there is not a plural form of this word. While in other words used to mean path or way is sabil, its plural is subul. The other word is tariq, so the plural of that word is taraik. So we learn that there is no plural form for sirat. When we look at the in-depth of the word, we learn that there is only one way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be that there are other ways that lead to Allah. We cannot say Hindus are correct, nor Christians are correct, nor Jews are correct. Cannot say they are all correct. Rather, Sirat is only one path that takes us to Allah and to the destination. We only ask for one way that takes us to Allah. So there should be no confusion. When someone says, from the Hindu religion, we worship one deity, and you Muslims also worship one God, so we are the same. No, not all are upon the Sirat. In one hadith, As-Sirat means Al-Quran, the Kitab of Allah, which is one way and is straight. In another place, it says As-Sirat al-Mustaqim is Islam and is only one way, and that is the way of success. This is the way of Tawheed and denial of all other deities. And Al-Mustaqim is from Qama, as in Istiqama. And as we hear Qad Qamat Is-Salah, when we stand up to pray Salah. So when we do Qiyam of Salah, are we laying down straight? So qama is standing. And how do we do it? Straight and upward. Hence, Sirat al-Mustaqim is a path that is standing straight and going upwards. So is it easy to go up or difficult? It's difficult. And it's difficult because we have to make an effort. So it is a way which is standing straight, wide, and going up. And as when you climb up, when we climb a ladder, you leave the dunya and its pleasures behind or below. And it's going up. It's going up is difficult as the earth pulls us down due to gravity. So whoever tries to climb it up, dunya will pull them with greed, attractions, love of wanting. All things will pull them down. As one goes up the ladder, does the earth's gravity stop pulling? Or is the gravity still there? It's still there. So no matter how far you have walked upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim, no matter how much knowledge one gains, and no matter how much good one does, remember that these things will still pull you down towards them. One cannot say that I have become an alim, have learned so much Quran, and I am among awliya Allah, so nothing affects me, and I'm not in any danger. No. Rather know that you are not safe and still in danger. Even if you keep climbing up, you will still be in danger of falling. As one is going up, and the higher they climb, the more danger of falling they are in. Why? Because if one falls down from the first step, they will not get injured much. While if one falls down from way up, the fall will be fatal to them. So those who are new up on this path, if they fall, it's not extremely bad. It won't kill them. But those who exceed and are way ahead upon this path in knowledge and action, if they slip, then they fall from a place where there is destruction for them. They are more in danger, because if they fall, they will not be safe. This is why the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be so fearful, because they had exceeded, they had made so many sacrifices, and then they worried of slipping and falling. Every person is in danger. The more one exceeds and increases in their actions and their obedience, the more the shaitan comes after them. So those who are exceeding in deen brings about arrogance in them, a sense of greatness for themselves and pride from all the good that they do. Says, do this and do that. It doesn't matter. You are doing so many good things. You are learning so much Quran. It won't matter if you do these small wrongs. You do so many good things, and it's just a small bad or evil. When someone develops a love of recognition, it says, you have gained so much status, and how dare someone take it away from you? How can that be? The me comes in, because the ego gets inflated. So the higher the person gets in status, wealth, or more in knowledge, or any type of success, it brings pride and starts thinking, I am so pious, I am so high in status. So this is when shaitan comes in and tries to put arrogance in their hearts, because he knows if this person becomes arrogant, he will fall. This pride, arrogance, and feeling of self-greatness, greed, jealousy, and envy, and all other evils bring a person down, make them fall. These are all the gravities that pull the person down. So this is how a person is so much in danger. Even if one walks upon the path, Sirat al-Mustaqim, he is still in danger and not safe from falling. No one is safe. So we must make this dua. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us walk upon the straight way and not make us fall. Not only walking upon it, but gaining guidance. There are levels of guidance. For example, if we ask someone for directions, then the person tells us, turn left here, make a right there. This is a verbal guidance. Then there's a second type of guidance, which is when you ask someone the directions, they take you by your hand, come with me, I will take you there, and take you to your destination. So the first type of guidance, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to all mankind, He verbally told everyone in the Quran, telling us what is halal, what is haram, whether Muslim or non-Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out the guidance for everyone. But when we ask for guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for the second type, not the first type, where we say, O Allah, take us upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim. You have told us what is Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is in the Quran. But realize and ask, O Allah, I don't have the strength and ability to walk on the Sirat al-Mustaqim myself. O Allah, I need your help. Take me upon this path and take me to the destination. So in Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, there are three things. When we ask for guidance, we are asking to be shown the straight path, the path of true guidance. Secondly, helping to walk upon that way. And third, and taking us to the destination. So when we say Ihdina, we are asking for all three things. Think when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha in Salah. What are we asking for when we say Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim? You should say, O Allah, even if I start walking upon it today, I don't know what will happen tomorrow. Perhaps my mind will take us to a different destination. So keep me upon this path until I die. So much depth in each word. So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this surah, he would pause after each ayah. And how do we recite it? We recite it so fast, we don't have time to focus on the meaning. Ibn Arabi stated that when I recite Surah Al-Fatiha in my salah, and when I recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, I don't move forward until I hear a response from Allah. Would recite slowly and pause. It would continue when he was satisfied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to him. He gave pause after every ayah, because as we learn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to every ayah. When we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take an oath And then we say, O Allah, make us walk upon Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us upon the straight path and take us to the destination. There a person is asking from his master. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I give my slave what he asked for. So we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the straight way in all affairs of dunya as well. As we need a straight way in everything we do in this life, such as our gatherings, in our manners and conducts, and in every matter. So here we ask for the straight path in dunya and for akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, ask me. So what are we asking for? O Allah, hold us by our hands and take us, as we are so weak, and help us walk upon this difficult path. Take us smoothly, as climbing is hard for those who are weak, as breathing breaks when we climb higher. So say, O Allah, how will we walk upon this way? Even if we have understood the Quran, help us walk. We have attested to obeying you from now on. We have made the intention to do it. So, O Allah, we want to walk upon your commands. And, O Allah, we want to stay away from your disobedience, because we are your slaves, and we only call upon you. We are only able to make this intention and try, and only Allah with His mercy can help us walk upon the straight path and take us to the destination. So we have to do these three things. First, make the intention, then try and strive, and then make this dua. Then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us walk upon this path of guidance. We must remember, hidayah does not mean just gaining knowledge. Because if gaining knowledge of the book was hidayah, then Bani Israel would have been more guided. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them maghdubi alayhim. If gaining hidayah was only reading and learning Quran, then the Bani Israel, who had memorized so many of their books, and when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about matters in their books, they would say and know where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quoting from. They have so much memorized, but they are not called ones guided, because hidayah is not knowledge alone. There is a difference. Hidayah is knowledge and actions. So only when someone has ilm or knowledge and does amal, which is actions, then it becomes hidayah. So when we ask for hidayah upon Sirat al-Mustaqim, then we are asking for both things. We must make the effort ourselves by learning and striving to gain the knowledge. Then we try to act upon this knowledge with actions. We know we are weak and cannot do it properly, and we keep slipping again and again. So we need help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But did we ever ask for help in this? Did we make a sincere effort? A good example is Yusuf alayhi salam and the Imra'ati Yaziz, Zulaykha, who is the wife of the minister of Egypt. She is the one who locked all the doors and invited Yusuf alayhi salam to this inn. Yusuf alayhi salam did not think, okay, the doors are locked now, I should just stand here and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He refused her, and she kept insisting. And then Yusuf ran to the door, even though it was locked. He did what he was in his capacity. He ran and tried, then called unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, O Allah, help me. I was only able to do this much to reach the door. Intention and struggle is only this, that I don't want to disobey you. O Allah, it is up to you now to save me and open the doors. So the doors were unlocked and open, and the husband of that woman was standing there. That's why a righteous person said that no matter if you are in the darkness of shirk or kufr, and the disobedience of Allah is all around, and the darkness of sins is all over and everywhere, you have to do what Yusuf alayhi salam did. He ran and made the effort. After making the effort, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you run and make the effort, then call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely rescue and save you. But if you sit idly with hands tied and say, how can this be done today? And how can we walk upon Sirat al-Mustaqim today? In this society, it's the 21st century, and you say you walk upon the deen? This is impossible. No, it is not impossible. When did you try? When did you work hard for it? When did you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Think about it yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ajibu da'wati da'i idha da'an. I hear the call of my slaves when they call unto me. If you say it so many times with all your heart and all your life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely respond, not let you fall into the traps of the shaitan. Rather, the problem is that we don't have the intention, nor we work hard for it, nor we make dua for it. These are just words that we have memorized. There is no desire in the heart, nor the striving. Is our intention only to be westernized and be accepted by the people and to be called modern and say, we don't like the appearance of those following the deen, nor their ways? Or we say, I don't like the way or thinking of the Maulvis, such backward people. While we attest with our tongue, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, when there is no desire nor intention in the heart, then how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to you? This is not something that Allah gives to just anybody. This is a very valuable blessing, this guidance upon Sirat al-Mustaqim. Someone doesn't have the interest for this way, nor any liking for it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give it to them. As some people who are invited to dars of the Quran, so they come to the Quran, and they come to Sirat al-Mustaqim. They don't even bother to come, because they don't even want to hear the reminders. Then they say, this was not the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or He did not give us the tawfiq to be guided. What does it have to do with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When they don't even have a spark in their own heart, they don't even want to hear, and then they feel irritated. While if they are called to a wedding function, they come running even from hours distance. Call them to henna parties or chandrats. When one does not have a desire in their heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give it to them. First, our hearts must have the desire for it, then the intention, then the striving, and then asking from Allah in du'as. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surely, definitely shows the way.